realization that I'd actually really harmed him. And that was hard to swallow, because what am I supposed to do with that? And through a wild series of events, we were linked up through email, and I had to meet him to give him something for our 10-year reunion, high school reunion. And I told my sponsor, I think I'm supposed to do this. And she said, I think you should. She never told me what to do. She always had me bring it to God. And I had a friend that was so mad at me about this. She was like, this is not what we do in Alcoholics Anonymous. But I felt really called by God, because I want to be free. And I was so terrified. I walked in that Starbucks, and I'm shaking, and I hand him the stuff, and I say, can we sit down for a minute? And we sit down, and I think this is going to be 5 minutes, you know? Like, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I'm going to run out the door. And what happened is I was just, well, one, the first thing that happened is I just saw him as another one of God's kids. It was this overwhelming feeling that he's just one of God's kids. And when I said what I had to say, we sat for an hour, and he shared with me things that he had done and how he viewed me in high school, how I seemed to be one of the saddest people he had ever met, just like broken and sad. Like, he really saw me, and we cried and we laughed and we talked about God. We talked about God for an hour. And it honestly felt like the universe vibrated off of us. Like, we came into this place of, like, maybe we've been friends for lifetimes. And I just got to walk away free. It was the most profound experience to get to not just ask for forgiveness, but to completely forgive someone. And again, how free do I want to be? I want to be free, you guys. I want to be free, and I get to be. So a couple years ago, this is my favorite AA story and I get to tell it. A couple years ago, my grand sponsor put out a call and was like, hey, anyone want to go to Uganda for a big book study? And I'm like, yeah, cool. Like, you know, let's just go to Africa. And so I said yes, because we just get on the plane, you know, why not? And we're going to go to Uganda, do a big book study. And just a real quick thing about Uganda, Kampala is the main city. And there's the most alcoholism per capita in Kampala, Uganda. There's 19 million people, and they're all drunks. And there's 4 AA meetings there. And they're all at noon for some reason. So if you work, you better just find a way to get there. Also, most people don't have, like, good transportation, so you might have to walk really far. It's a third world country, if you didn't know. You can't, like, ship things there, because they don't have, like, a post office. So my grand sponsor and I brought 100 pounds of AA literature with us in 2 suitcases. The fellowship donated. It was amazing. All my friends and sobriety sisters, and we opened up these suitcases and brought them to their meeting, and these people wept. They had never even seen some of this literature before. And they don't have a central office or anything, you know? So the one guy took our suitcases, and I'll bring it back, and he drove the whole perimeter of Uganda dropping off literature in these little remote meetings. Unbelievable. But that's not even the best part of the story. Are you ready? So we decided, we had this great idea to go look for wild mountain gorillas in the Bawindi impenetrable forest. This was going to be fun, because there's only 880 left in the wild. So, like, my grand sponsor, who's like in her 60s, and her husband, who's in his close to 80s, and a couple other people not in the best of shape, were like, we're going to, in Bawindi impenetrable forest, this sounds like a walk in the park. It was 14 miles at 4,000 feet of elevation, no paths, machetes, guys with assault rifles for us in case we were attacked by animals, to get it over quickly, you know what I mean? It was supposed to be 4 hours, it turned into 12. It's a long story of why. It was literally crazy. We have the record for the longest trek in the Bawindi impenetrable forest history, at least to my knowledge since then. 2 members of the group had dress shoes. They didn't even have hiking shoes. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into. I sat with these wild gorillas. I was 12 feet away from a silverback and his family for an hour and a half, like, weeping. It was the most incredible experience with my grand sponsors. We were just sobbing. It was so beautiful. But then we're like, how are we going to get all the way back? So it's about 7 o'clock at night. We've been trekking for 12, 13 hours at this point. I literally ran out of water 4 hours ago. I'd given all my water to other people. I hadn't eaten since noon. I'm starving. I'm working really hard. I'm an avid hiker. I'm in pretty good shape, and I was very tired. At 7 o'clock